What about Melissa Avalon? So far, the evidence ties him only to the girls. Don't know about Avalon yet. It appears she was shot once in the forehead with the .22 semi-auto. No exit wound, of course, so we have to wait for the ME to retrieve the slug during tomorrow's autopsy. Cases like this generally aren't promising, though. .22 caliber slugs are only 40 grains and made out of soft lead. Most of the time, they're too deformed from ricocheting around the skull to yield any rifling marks. We'll have to see. On the other hand, I learned some dirt today when I got my hair cut. According to the rumor mill, Avalon and the principal were really tight, if you know what I mean. Big deal, Rainey said. Quincy figured that out after a 10-minute chat with the principal. Go Fed. Quincy shrugged modestly. Sanders looked chagrined. You knew he was stepping out on his wife? His reaction to Miss Avalon's death seemed overly intense for the circumstances. Huh. Sanders scowled, grabbed a fresh carrot stick, and then recovered. It doesn't matter to the investigation, he said firmly. I checked with the administrative staff, and Principal VanderZanden was in his office when the shots were fired. From what I can tell, Danny is the only one unaccounted for at the time. Something else to put in our reports. There are still the students who were absent yesterday to consider, Rainey said. 21 students out sick, Sanders reported. 16 already have alibis in the form of anxious parents. I bet you the other 5 are cleared by tomorrow afternoon. What about the computers? Quincy asked. Principal VanderZanden said Danny spent a great deal of time online. I'm curious about that. Sanders looked at him shrewdly. You're thinking outside influence, he said. It's been a factor in several of the shootings, and I'm surprised by Danny's sophistication in breaking into what I would presume to be a state-of-the-art gun safe. Sanders grunted. Don't know enough yet about the gun safe to determine how hard he had to work to get into it. I do know Shep had a hell of a gun collection. We're lucky Danny went with 2 small handguns instead of the rifles. God knows what kind of damage he could have done then.